Yeah, hi, I'm Charlie Morgan from Clarksville, Ben Young Hill. In 1948 in the fall, I was licensed by the Federal Communications Commission as an amateur radio operator and have enjoyed the hobby ever since. Now, this hobby, there have been many times when there disasters have occurred that warranted the use of amateur radio to help out with the very bad situations when the other forms of communication had been pretty well cut off. Now, with the Hydro-Quebec overhead lines, which, by the way, are going to go right smack in front of my view on Ben Young Hill at a little over 2,000 feet, that would take the communication and completely wipe it right out, and there would be no help from any of us amateurs living in the area. There's another thing I want to address on that is the fact that in 1998 in Quebec, they had a massive ice storm. This was freezing rain, a massive ice storm that knocked down 3,100 of those monstrous towers. And in Montreal itself, I understand, there were close to 3 weeks where they were cut off from power. The eastern townships lost it up to 2 months, and there were many fatalities as a result of this shenanigans that was going on. So it's just going to be a very bad thing. And of course, you've got those leaky insulators, and you've got ozone, and all that business getting into the atmosphere is a very severe damage to the cells of the body, and it's going to be a very bad time. If over a 20, you know, over a long period of time, there certainly will be increased cancers and all kinds of things. That's why we have signs up here: live free or die. I'd rather live, not die. So there we are. Okay. Now, any elevation above 2,500 feet is in the rime zone. That's where frozen fog comes from, clouds that freeze. So I only got a few seconds left here, but I want to say that those lines, 400 to 800 feet apart, with very, very heavy icing, and that would be 24/7 when you get into this rime zone, those are going to come down, and those investors are not going to be very happy. I'm Charlie Morgan. Thank you very much.